You all must have heard what Trump said about the BRICS nations, including India. He said, everyone in the BRICS will face an additional 10% tariff on the exports to the United States if they remain in the BRICS bloc. So it is now out in the open. The US president doesn't want BRICS bloc to grow any further. I have seen a lot of people on the internet saying BRICS is ineffective. It's dead group. There's nothing in it. This and that. If all of this is true, then why this bloc is slowly becoming a bone in the throat of the US president? There seems to be more to it, right? So in this video, we'll try to understand that. So basically, Trump believes that BRICS is trying to weaken or destroy the US dollar. Now, why is he perceiving this kind of threat? Mainly because of two countries, Russia and China. These two countries have always been a threat to the US dollar, and America simply cannot let dollar fade away from being the backbone of American global power, both economically and politically. As you know, most global trade is done in US dollars, especially oil, gas and international loans and aid. Now, this gives the US immense control over the global financial system through sanctions, money printing, interest rates. If countries stop using the dollar, America's influence will decrease economically, politically and militarily. BRICS countries, that is Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, have publicly discussed moving away from the dollar. Russia and China especially want to trade in their own currencies to avoid US sanctions and reduce dollar dependence. BRICS has floated ideas like a common currency or local currency trade blocks, which directly threatens the dollar's dominance. So with all this going on, Trump sees this not just as economic policy, but as a form of economic warfare. He believes China is trying to undercut US power by making the yuan more influential. Russia is not much of a direct economic threat to America as of now because Russia is engaged with Ukraine and that has taken a big toll of Russia's resources. Plus, sanctions have already isolated Russia from much of the Western financial systems like SWIFT bans, frozen reserves, trade blocks. So, Russia is not much of a direct economic threat to America as of now. However, Russia is indirectly fueling the de-dollarization narrative. Imagine Russia right now like a wounded animal. Alone, it is not a direct threat to the United States. But it is a catalyst in a group effort to challenge the dollar. More than Russia, China is an economic threat to America. Trump has also accused Biden's weak leadership of letting China gain economic and strategic advantages at America's expense. Now, this part is absolutely true. But then if you look at history, America tried to use China for economic gain, and China used that opportunity to rise. And now it is not just a trading partner, it's a geopolitical rival. This is exactly why America, especially Trump, now sees China as a serious long-term threat. So Russia plus China's tight coordination, then India's rising influence, and BRICS expanding its reach into Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America, all of this is giving President Trump sleepless nights. Because if America lets BRICS succeed, it could mean the US gets left behind. Now, for India specifically, Trump has said, if India is part of BRICS, they will have to pay the additional 10% tariffs, soon to be imposed on the bloc. So this is another pressure tactic by Trump on India. If you look at India's approach in the recent BRICS, India has clearly said, we will support trade settlements in national local currencies for specific bilateral arrangements, especially with countries facing dollar shortages or sanctions, example Russia. However, as of now, India is not in favor of de-dollarization or any sort of BRICS currency. Because just think about it. Why would India take such bold steps right now? With countries like Russia and China, it makes sense. They are under internal and external pressure to go full ballistic against the United States. But India is not under that kind of pressure at the moment. So yes, India should absolutely stay in the group and work together. That's important. But in the heat of the moment, we shouldn't jump the gun and take steps that might end up hurting our own interest, especially when no one might come to support us. From India's perspective, creating a BRICS currency against the dollar might not be beneficial right now. It's a good idea, and yes, maybe one day it should happen, but there is no need to support the US, nor is there a need to oppose it blindly. Strategically, the timing just isn't right. Russia and China may have bigger economies and more power, but India is no less today, especially when it comes to strategic thinking. So it is important to remember, don't lose your mind in the heat of the moment. Just because Russia and China are moving in full swing doesn't mean we should follow blindly. Especially if the outcome of their decision might not be as good now as it could be if we took it at the right time. This is a very complex issue and India will need to make its moves with careful thought and strategy. And one thing every country admits, whether openly or not, but they do admit that India's position as well as understanding in global geopolitics is very mature and strategic. India is a top 5 global economy and its strategic decisions are watched by the world. It's no longer a follower, it's a key voice that thinks long term. Now Trump has clarified there would be no exceptions for India despite its close trade relationship with the US. That means Trump is being blunt and straightforward. When statements like these come from the mouth of the US president, India does not react impulsively. It observes, listens carefully, thinks it through, and then responds with thoughtful action. Beyond that, India doesn't give unnecessary reactions. And as the Indian government has said before, India does not make deals based on deadlines. Unless the interest of both sides align, no agreement will be signed. Talks will simply continue. Example, RCEP withdrawal, delayed free trade with UK and European Union. Even with United States, India has not signed a trade deal. July 9th has passed. Because India understands that unnecessary aggression or throwing tantrums doesn't achieve anything. Policies here are made keeping in mind the aspirations of over a billion citizens, not by giving random statements, triggering fights, or giving deadlines. Anyway, keeping all that aside, Trump's reaction clearly shows that BRICS coming together gives America a real fear of de-dollarization. This issue clearly strikes a nerve. So now we all have to wait and see how BRICS will develop this idea further and shapes into what. What form it will eventually take, how strongly it will challenge the dollar, and how the US plans to respond to it. Hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.